the PID will certainly allow for that. The policy objectives here enable the city of Carlsbad to address growth and infrastructure challenges, create a simple, defensible, and straightforward policy, and reduce financial and development risk to the city. So those are the objectives. Public improvement districts certainly are not for every development, but some characteristics are there's an area of defining the boundaries. It's used to finance infrastructure. It may be backbone infrastructure. It may be things that are over and above what's customary. It's typically intended for larger master planned projects. It could actually include amenities, services, and increased quality for a development. They're intended to operate independently and reduce demands on city resources. The process that's contemplating in the contemplated in the policy, we'll separate it into five pieces: application and review. The applicant must deposit $50,000 with the city to get started, more money may be necessary to review the policy. That's certainly required in the policy as well. There's a review by a pre-appointed PID review staff. The next step would be approval and development agreement. So the application is approved by City Council. There's a board appointed to operate the PID. Development agreements and detailed documentation is tailored for each individual PID. The next step would be to provide the infrastructure: roads, sidewalks, lighting, utility connections, and capacity increases, and new residential and commercial spaces are provided. The next step is financing. There may be financing, there may not be. In some cases, there would be limited tax general obligation bonds as a possibility, special levy bonds, revenue bonds, and in some cases, distributions from accumulated PID revenue. And then the last step is long-term operation, and the PID over the life, if there's a financing over the life of that financing, will operate. Taxes will be calculated, and the assessor will collect and the taxes and or special levies. So in conclusion, the PID policy provides a general framework. It ensures the city will not incur out-of-pocket costs, and it will provide a consistent approach for developers to follow should a developer come to the city with the intent to use this tool. And I would stand for any questions that you might have.
Question right away. Where have you done this before?
I have had experience with Albuquerque and Rio Rancho in the past. I was in my past life, I was an investment banker, and actually was the financial advisor to the city of Rio Rancho when they did two of the PIDs that they have in operation today. And I've also had experience with Albuquerque and did a little bit of work with some development of PIDs up in the Farmington area early on, and so I've seen many different cases. I've seen some PIDs that went very, very well, others that had some difficulties due to certain financial downturns in the economy. So I believe that we've worked as many protections into this policy as we can for the city, and we hope that it'll serve the city for a long time to come.
Kevin, I've got a couple of questions tied directly to what you said. For lack of a better term, is there any clawback for the city of Carlsbad should the project not reach its completion?